first of all, we want to thank, you know, such a, all these people for coming in my mom's honor. I got to be honest, she'd be horrified with all the attention given to her right now. So, to be honest with you, she was not a person that loved the attention here. Mom left our world peacefully while she slept, and for that we are thankful. If only I had known when I checked in with her earlier that afternoon that I would never have the opportunity to tell her how I really felt, how much I loved her. As usual, she said, "Don't worry, I'll be fine." A response we all heard 1,000 times. And you know what? We always believed her, because Franny was a rock in our family, the center of our world. She was an incredible role model to us all. We learned through her deeds as much as her words, as we saw the selfless way she approached each day. You hear over and over again today how tough my mom was. And believe me, that was true. But behind that hard shell was the heart of the lion. It seems like she was put on this earth to be our guiding light for us kids, nurturing us and showing us the way, instilling in us the famous sadist pride, an unparalleled work ethic, living by the highest moral code with dignity and integrity. She was fiercely protective of her kids and grandchildren, but gave us all the tools to live a full, independent lives. She taught us the value of family, discipline, and compassion. She hated the limelight, but was a natural-born leader, never afraid to take on the most difficult tasks, to speak the hard truth, to lend her heart along with compassion and sage advice when things got tough for all of us. That included the many nieces and nephews who viewed her as a second mother, her brothers and sisters, and of course us kids. She did all this selflessly, without complaint, because simply put, that is who she was, and her family was how she defined herself, the center of her world. We had many nicknames for her over the years, Sarge, Jimmy Hoffa, The Rock, all used to convey her strength and leadership. I don't know how she did it, working full-time, raising 4 very rambunctious kids who got in more than their fair share of trouble and with limited means, and yet she was always there for us. We grew up surrounded by our extended family, spending the Jewish holidays at our grandparents' house and lazy summer days swimming in Lake Washington. It was a simpler time, and we were enveloped in the warmth and security of our tight-knit family. We would vacation together at Birch Bay and look forward to Sea Fair each year at Nana and Papa's house, a tradition we still follow today. It's just 2 doors down at Albie and Vicky's place. It's like 50 years later, I think, isn't it? I'll never forget getting bored at the races when I was 3 or 4. I wandered down to the lake, started counting sandy cans, and ended up getting lost. I guess there was a frantic search, and when a helpful policewoman got me back safely to my grandparents' house, Mom alternated between yelling at me and hugging me in relief. Back in the early 60s, it was nothing for kids to roam the neighborhood with their friends, riding bikes, playing hide-and-seek, and other games, late into the evening. Franny was famous for her dinner bell, consisting of a hearty, "Albie, Mike, time for dinner," which could be heard from blocks away. Thanks all of us for that, won't you? After having us kids, Mom entered the workforce, getting up at 3:30 every morning to do battle with a packaging machine at Society Candy and later Vernell's. Each day it would be a challenge to keep that old machine running, and she took a physical beating in the process. Come home to make dinner, collapse on the couch, and repeat it again the next day. The Muscatel house was a really popular hangout for our friends. We had loads of candy and my parents' welcoming arms for all our friends, for all the kids. We were so thankful when Mom finally was able to retire, and while she mellowed a bit, she was still a ball of energy. There were kids getting engaged, weddings to plans, and 9 grandchildren to spoil. She barely slowed down when at 52 she suffered a major heart attack and was only saved by the divine timing of Uncle Al arriving at the house and calling 911. The last 30 years were a gift we'll forever be grateful for. Mom was able to spend her days playing mahjong with friends, baking at the synagogue, working the bazaars, and volunteering at the Klein after Nana became ill. You would invariably find her with her sisters, Julie and Selma. They were the golden girls, with Mom taking on the role of Maude. Like everything she did, Mom threw herself into these tasks and became Volunteer of the Year at the Klein, and even more famous for her incredible dilemmas of Borecas. I'm sure you've all heard a lot about that today, and something we just love. Weekends were spent with family and lifelong friends. We'll never forget her Sunday dinners or the yearly trips to Port Ludlow with their group, when all his kids and grandkids would visit them for the day of fun, food, and games. The nunas were in their glory, plying us with desayuno and marveling at how much all the kids had grown. We're so blessed to have my mom's shining example for these many years. I think all of us kids have taken on many of her traits. In my case, she became my role model. The person I looked up to most in life. She was my guiding light. I'll miss her every day. I love you, Mom.